What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards. Welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. It's a podcast. You can listen to it at allthingscomedy.com. And if you go there, there's a podcast site with a lot of comics who are amazing, including Bill Burr, Al Madrigal, and Maz Jobrani, and Ari Shaffir, and Bobby Lee, and Sam Tripoli, the late, great Brody Stevens. List goes on of people in comics that have podcasts on there. You could also watch this podcast at Ian Edwards on YouTube or Ian Soccer Comic Rant Edwards on YouTube. And you can listen also again on iTunes, Libsyn, Stitcher, and probably some other places I don't remember. Our sponsor is onthevolleyapparel.com. And you go to their website and check out some of their gear. And that's the site right there. And I'm going to start right here where I have on one of the shirts. And this is the OTVA sweatshirt.
Do you know who Drake's team is?
Who's?
Man City. They call it the God's team. I don't know if you've heard that. He goes to the game.
So let me take this off. Yeah. Sorry, y'all.
He shows up to the game.
Don't get the Drake one. They got other shit there. They got other shit that's not represented.
They got Wu-Tang.
They got the Wu-Tang. They got the Tribe Called Quest. You know, they got t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, sweatshirts. They got them for females and males, and also got bibs and other shirts that you can outfit your local team. My man Elvis will hook you up. Oh, that's nice. I like that one right there. The, what's it say? Absorb.
I don't know.
Yeah, and yeah, I like whatever that says. The one with a lot of words. I'm gonna hit Elvis up about that one. And yeah, check him out. Use my promo code Comic Rant, get 20% off. And we got two guests today. XG marks the spot.
There you go.
Xavier, yeah. Guerrero. Yep. Guerrero.
Yeah. The one, Aguero. Aguero.
Aguero.
Yeah, just call me Aguero.
Make the G sound like it. A W.
Just,
all right.
Yeah, just like Man City.
Yeah. Comic, and he works on Sam Tripoli's podcast, Tinfoil.
Yeah, Tinfoil and George Perez Stories.
And George Perez Stories. Yeah, yeah. And Mark, hungover, he's been drinking all weekend. It's not stereotypically Irish at all.
No.
Comic. What's up? He's sweating.
They turn off the AC on me.
Yes.
I'm clammy.
Yeah, he's clammy haze. Mark, Billy, clammy haze.
I feel like a sweaty potato.
I know potatoes sweat, but you would know more than I do. You know what I wanted to ask you?
Go on.
Is there an Irish league?
Yeah. It's the summer league, though. It's weird.
For real?
Yeah, they changed. I think because the weather was so bad, the games were getting called off.
It was colder than England? It's right there.
I think it was just raining and, like, it was just getting flooded.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to summer league. It's better. I never
it's
liked
just one
watching
league?
It.
You never, I guess. No. What league do the Irish people watch the most?
English? Yeah.
So that's so funny. Don't, yeah. Even when there was the war between the IRA, it's like, I don't give a fuck what church they support. I'm watching the British League.
It is weird. Yeah, but, like, the quality just isn't that great.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Cork City,
they don't even have
Shamrock Rovers. They have the Dublin Rumblers. The St. Patrick's Athletics.
Cork City.
That's where I'm from.
That's actually the lamest but most normal name.
I feel if you keep going, you're going to start being racist towards Irish people.
Let's go. I mean, I think I already have. The St. Patrick, you just don't expect St. Patrick to be athletics. That's all I'm saying.
Shamrock Rovers is funny, though.
It's funny. Like, top of the league. Top of the league to you, the Shamrock Rovers. Who else you got?
I think that's all the teams.
Finn Harps.
Do you have Westeros in there? And Winter Garden?
Sligo Rovers.
Winterfell. You have Winterfell there? Sligo Rovers.
You get into that Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never realized because I just grew up thinking it was normal. But now I'm like, oh, that's so Irish.
Now that you hear them.
Yeah. The Leprechaun Stones.
Oh, that is one? The Bohemians? You got a bunch of hippies?
Yeah, good times.
Derry City. All right, that's good. Because it just hit me on the way here. I'm like, I wanted to ask you in the car, but I said, I'll save it. But so I was like, we never spoke about an Irish league, and I would kind of know, like, why, you know, Scottish league is, like, right there.
Yeah.
Brendan Rodgers made me think of it, by the way, but he's going to come up later.
There's two. There's a first division, too, I just realized.
There's only 10 teams.
Yeah. So you have the balls to call it the Ireland Premier Division.
Oh yeah,
top premier of of mediocrity.
Like if
the top of mediocrity.
If any team gets into Champions League and you know they have to play like a Latvian fucking shitty team, it's like come on, get into Champions League.
So
we almost got in 1 year.
Oh yeah,
and then we didn't.
Which team? Which team was it?
I think it was. Fuck, maybe St. Patrick's. We call them St. Pat's or else Cork. I don't know. They had to win. It was kind of funny, I think. They had to win. And they were like, they were 1-0 down or something from the first leg. And they were like, you can do it. And then they got beaten like 5-0.
Oh, Jesus. By Latvia. A Latvian team.
Like a Lithuanian.
Lithuanian team.
Fun times.
And then I'm going to ask this question in honor of Aaron. This is the, what do you call it? Like, this is, instead of Monday Night Football, this question is in honor of Monday Night Game of Thrones. Aaron, what did you think about Game of Thrones last night?
I thought it was good. I was, like I said before, surprised that they gave some, they gave away a huge secret on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Episode one.
Episode one, all right.
Oh, did that? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you watch it?
Yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I've never, you know what? Everybody on the show has your accent. Why not? You
know what? Yeah, they film in his backyard.
Oh, yeah, they do it out there.
Yeah, they do it out there.
Yeah.
Oh, they film in the army. They left you guys the wall, and it's a big tourist thing. Yeah. I heard about that.
They left the dragon, too. He's just fucking around Ireland.
They left the dragon. It's a drunk dragon. He doesn't fly no more. It's hilarious.
Supporting St. Pat's.
St. Pat's. He's at the games, knocking people down. What did you think? What did you think without giving away any spoilers? He's masterfully did not.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Well, what they waste on that show to make each episode, it was worth it.
Waste? How dare
you? Well, not waste, but I heard it's $10 million per episode.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it?
That's
a lot of fucking money for one episode.
I mean, there's so many episodes of $1 million crap.
I agree.
Like
that's what I'm saying. It was worth it. That's why it was fucking good. I'm like, okay, I see where the money's going.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely, I was like, all right.
It's definitely masterful storytelling.
Definitely. It's HBO.
It's almost as good as the Premier League. Because there's a lot of good stories in the Premier League.
I presume you read the books, too.
So let's go to Liverpool first.
No book talk.
Mark, you can promote your books at the end.
Should I read a poem?
So Liverpool's at the top of the table, and they beat Chelsea 2-0. Handled their business. It's a must-win game. Mm. You can't sit back and play this as an individual game and be cagey and wait for a break. Because even though Chelsea's dangerous, you got to go for it. And they went for it. And when they were two up, Chelsea got some chances. But Hazard didn't put them away. But they held off.
He missed some. He had two chances. Like, really good.
Yeah. He usually would put away at least one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he missed two good chances.
Mm. And they were, like, within 2 minutes, weren't they?
Yeah. Like back to back.
Yeah.
He got a dress rehearsal and the actual thing to do again. And he did not land it. What did you think of the game, Xavier?
It was a good game. I mean, I'm not surprised what happened, though.
Right.
Like, I mean, Chelsea had way more. Chelsea should have gave more game because they're at the far. They're in between.
They both needed it.
Yeah, but who do you think needs it more?
Man U needed Liverpool to win that game. More.
Okay, yeah, Manu, if we go to you, but but Chelsea needed it more.
No, they didn't.
No way, Liverpool
needs it more. Like,
or else they're fucked.
I mean,
Chelsea would just fall to Europa League, which they're in anyway, and they could still win Europa League. Chelsea has a good chance to win Europa League and getting into, because you get into Champions League with that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You can.
Yeah. Because that's what, do you?
Yeah, you do. Pretty sure.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Liverpool. I'll Google it. Yeah, you do.
You say, yeah, you do. You just Google. That was your Google. Yeah. I don't trust this Google. He's got a hangover. He's sweating. We got to believe this guy.
Let me check.
Yeah. I just thought they would have put more of a fight.
I mean, they put up a good fight. They just didn't get the goals. Do you think how... Let me see the stats on this to see.
Wait, how about Salah's strike?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Let me just see the stats on this, and then we go to Salah's strike. Who scored the first goal, Mane?
Yeah. Do you know who fucking...
Well, Liverpool did have the ball for most of the game, that's for sure.
I just want to see by how much to see if this was such a unanimous thing, like you're saying. Oh, here it is. I just want to see stats.
I thought this was a well-run podcast.
Hey, Mark. This is a well-run...
lot of dead air.
...shot podcast. This is not like some podcast that you do from your house. Mark has a podcast that he shoots in his house. He doesn't shoot in his house. He's just audio.
That one? It's not even that one.
I think you listen to it on Instagram. I think you listen to Mark's podcast.
It's on Vine.
So where is it at?
It was the wrong one.
It was the wrong one. Full stats.
There we go.
We got to read them. Oh, man. Come on, ESPN. What? Get your shit together.
I presume you just edit out all this part there.
Nah, we're keeping it, bro.
I presume this is the unprofessional.
Because I have stuff up here, but it's not like the way they used to show the stats.
Oh, yeah. Did they change it?
They changed it, like from the site. Like, remember, I used to just go there and just click it. So it's like, now I'm looking at a Spilicueta 85. I don't want to see this shit. Oh, I want to see the...
But what does it say up there?
It doesn't say, like, normally it used to be like the lineups. It'll give you the full lineup. It'll give you everything.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Liverpool are all over them. 15.
And then, but they had to. And I think this is going to be their MO for the rest of the season. They're going to go hard because they have no choice. Even against, like they just have to go hard. Like everybody, even last week's game, the goal that Salah scored, it was Mane put in on a tackle in the area.
Oh, yeah.
And the ball bounced out. And then it got past the Salah.
What I think Chelsea should have done was hold back the whole game. Keep it a 0-0. And then, you know what Liverpool's got to do? Liverpool's got to attack because they need that win, like you said. And then they counterattack.
But it's not...
That's the only way Chelsea could have won that game.
Not really.
I think so. Make them panic. They need that win. If not, Man City's on their ass. So at minute 20, they make some moves, and then they beat them on the counterattack.
But basically, that's what happened. 62%, 15 shots.
They couldn't do that. That's what I'm saying. They couldn't hold them down.
But Chelsea needs to win it too. Chelsea, like, Sarri cannot, you know, at least it didn't look as bad as a loss. That's the way it happened. To have, you know, they sprung, they had their chances. You can't have that quality on your team and not use it.
Yeah.
You know, or you'll be fired. They already want to fire him.
Yeah, I feel like you could see the gap in quality between the teams.
Like, look at the points difference anyway, like, just at 20. The table. It's a 20 point difference, 85 to 66. Yeah, 19. Yeah. Or is it 21? That's 21, right?
No, 19.
19. All right, I'm bad at math.
let's see the Salah goal. Turns off AC.
No, I don't read your book. The name of your book is Random and what?
Random and Freedom.
Yeah, Freedom. See why I didn't read it? I already know about all that stuff. Somehow you wrote my life and I'm supposed to read about it. Let's see the Salah goal. Ball up in slow.
Shit.
I mean,
look at that drought he's in.
Oh, boom. Even though I'm an Everton supporter.
You know who's got 19 now?
That's a good strike.
That gives him 19.
19.
That gives him tied.
And I want to see. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Yeah.
Does it? He's got 19.
He's, yeah, he's got 19.
He's having a bad season.
And he's having a bad season.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. He's been tied at the drought.
Top.
Yeah.
He's having a drought. Like, what?
Jesus.
Who, like, how? It,
how many does he need to have?
Yeah.
Like, how many legals does he have?
19.
19.
19 in the league.
In the league.
And he's tied, what? He's tied with Agüero.
Jesus.
Yeah, and they're saying, then nobody said Agüero had a drought all season. Nobody said.
That's it, weird.
Yeah.
Just because he's not scoring 4 goals a game.
Yeah, yeah. It's a drought.
Yeah.
It's like, what are the pundits talking about?
Yeah. Wait, so he's Liverpool's top scorer?
Yeah.
How many does Sané have?
Or Mane has Mane. Like probably like 18 or 17.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was some strike, though.
Yeah, that was the left foot.
That was a boom. That reminds me of how I used to score goals.
in your dreams.
I cut in and just ping it in top corner.
And yeah. I heard this thing that he did was because of racist chants from Chelsea
really?
Fans. But I don't know if it's a joke. But
I think that for
were
sure.
Were they racist in this game?
I don't know if it was in this game.
They're racist in a lot of games.
Yeah, yeah.
Chelsea fans?
No, yeah. Just in general. And
that's one. I was wondering if Chelsea fans
are.
Yeah.
I think they are. Right? So,
damn, look at that shit.
Yeah.
He singed that goalkeeper's eyebrows and fingertips.
Do you know as well? It just popped up right as he was kicking us.
Mm-hmm. The goalie had no chance.
No chance.
No chance.
It's funny, like, it was so fast, he was able to look at it go in.
Yeah. Yeah, because now he's just a passenger.
He's like, please go over the back.
Yeah.
Please save me.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame that on him.
I thought the first goal was pretty good too because
The first
Henderson
goal was
driving
class.
On.
Yeah.
He had a good game, in fairness.
Henderson's been playing way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really... There's two players in the league that have really stepped up their game. One is Sissoko.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't... They should check to see if...
it's still him.
If he... Yeah. Like, there might be some get out shit going on. Yeah. Like, he might have been replaced.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Although, the one way I know it's him is that he can't shoot to save his life.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's that's just them being smart when they switch brains.
Let's keep one floor.
Just keep one floor. Yeah. But, and it's funny when you watch Spurs play, because they got three players that look like the same factory built them.
Who?
Sissoko, Sanchez, and Wanyama.
Oh, yeah. It's insane, isn't it?
It's insane. Like, normally you could tell how a player, who the player is, with the cameras,
just by how they move,
or their size and how they look. You said that's Messi.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the shoes. Sometimes
the shoes.
Just the shoes alone. You're
but
like
these
I
motherfuckers.
Got the
shoes. It's like the same build, same bad haircut. It's not that bad. It's not even that bad, but it's just and it's just like you can't tell.
Yeah, and they all kind of
and they move the same. Like,
they're all units too.
Yeah,
like big
fucking units. Yeah, so it's just weird.
And they're all black.
I said that, bro.
imagine you were like Sanchez, Sissoko, and Son.
And Son.
I can never tell a difference.
It's hilarious.
But it's weird how good he is. Like, it's like Moses. Remember he had a good season for Chelsea?
Oh, yeah, for Chelsea,
just
because
they moved him to this, like, wing back.
Yeah. Because they gave him a job that he had help with.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't have to score. So you're kind of comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you don't have to defend. You're just helping to defend. Yeah, so it's like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, it was like in the middle.
Yeah.
He got it right.
Yes, and now where is he?
Yeah, I think he's in Besiktas, Turkey or something.
Right, I got to look him up and see how he's doing over there.
He's probably weeping.
Because after all I did for Chelsea.
they sent me to Turkey.
Yeah. That's what you do when you do good for Chelsea. They send you somewhere else. Man City, second in the league, right behind... Liverpool, they played Crystal Palace, and your boy Zaha was nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere. He just keeps sleeping on it.
Because I keep telling him that Zaha is like one game good, three games bad.
He's hard. You can't tell.
That's what he's been telling me this whole time.
But the critics be raving about this dude he's going to be somebody. No, he is what he is. Yeah, this is it.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because I see he's been linked like... Spurs or United.
I want Spurs to get him.
Yeah. He's too... Yeah,
why
just
would
like you
want,
said.
Why? So he could do that to us?
He acts like he has a part-time job. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, It's like, I don't have to work every day. It's one of the people, like, I don't have to work every day when I go to work. Sometimes. They only want me to work sometimes. Like, you're going to say, if Salah has a goal drought, right, what does Benteke have? Benteke hasn't scored.
Like, oh, yeah.
I've scored more goals in Premier League than Benteke in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I haven't scored any. Like, that's a drought. Don't say the leading scorer in the Premier League has a drought.
That is, like, it's insane how strikers don't score.
That's your job, though.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, like, and they still get him, they're still playing him, and just like, but he doesn't score.
No, he's like, they play him. They, like, and they've gone from coach to coach to coach.
Yeah,
and they've still played him. Klopp was the only one was like, nah. I get this, and this is not. And I don't know. I feel bad for him. He's really, they were saying Salah was over trying and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
He's really over trying. Like, something happened.
Yeah.
Like I think they took Sissoko's body and put inside of Benteke. And that's the problem.
Yeah, like, will he ever score again?
I know.
I feel that dude, what's his name? Batshuayi? Yeah, I feel he's going to be the same kind of person.
Where is he now?
He's at Palace.
He's at Palace?
Yeah.
No, has he scored? I think he's done more than...
maybe one or two, but I mean, like, you'd see that he's, like, been, I think, Dortmund or some Italian clubs want him for 25 million. You're like, why don't you buy someone who scores?
But for 25 million, back, 25 million used to be the price of a scorer.
Yeah.
Now,
it's like
that's someone who's, like, Batshuayi.
Yeah.
That's Batshuayi prices.
They'll be like, he'll rough up the defenders.
Yeah. Well, you know how much Real Madrid wants to buy Hazard for?
How much?
85.
See, that's a bargain when you think of Batshuayi for 25.
Yeah.
85, they want 85 from. Chelsea better.
That's not a lot of money.
Yeah. No, but they better appreciate him now because when he's gone, that's it.
I mean.
I don't think he'll go.
They might get him for that because he wants to leave. But that is a disrespectful price.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the asking price because they don't want to pay a lot and they know they're going to bid up.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was hearing they want 85.
That's not a lot. That's not a lot. He's better.
How old is he?
Than 85. He's 28? Like 28. Yeah. He's still better than
him. Yeah, he's class. Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah. I still think he's overrated.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he's good, but I don't think he's as good as they say he is.
Really?
Because he'll win the league 1 year and the next year just completely disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Then win the league and then disappear. So it's like a top player like that.
He's like a.
Have to have a good, like, 4 years in a row or something. Yeah.
So you're saying he's like Saha, but season wise.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, right? I feel like a lot of those Belgian players are temperamental.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because like Lukaku, he'll be like, is he good or bad? What's happening here?
I know. Like, I prefer a player who's consistent in whatever they are.
Yeah.
You know, like, so if you're good, you're good. And if you're bad, at least I know. Like, Ashley Young, like, there's no confusion there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not shitting on him. It's like, I just know the level where he's at. And then once in a while, if he does something good, I don't think he's going to be good the next game like that. I just know where he's at. But these guys, they're like,
flipping a coin.
He just did something so amazing. The only way you could do that amazing thing is because you are amazing.
Yeah.
And then you never, like, what's his name? Who's playing for Everton now? You got him from Arsenal.
Theo Walcott.
Man.
He's another.
Yeah.
He's another guy who's like, all right, he's going to be shit.
Yeah. I think he's like, his style of play to me is like a deadbeat dad.
Why?
Because a deadbeat dad will have you waiting on the porch, and you'll wait on the porch.
This is a good analogy.
You'll wait on the porch for him because one of the 10 times he told you he's going to pick you up, he came and actually picked you up and showed you a good time. So then you go out on the porch the next 9 times waiting for him to pick you up because he did it one time. Yeah. And then 10 times later again, he'll pick you up. He showed up. And that's his style of play, deadbeat dad.
Did I tell you, I gave you that analogy, did I?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
That's too good for it to come from you. You have been reading books.
It's hilarious. That's hilarious. It's an asshole, Mark.
I'm a deadbeat dad.
It's hilarious. Let's go to Tottenham, and they got Huddersfield, a relegated team, down in their new stadium and showed them and made them wish they weren't in the Premier League.
What would you think was going to happen after what we did in Man City?
I say, what do we think?
What's going on with Huddersfield?
They're out. They're done.
But I don't get their whole changing coach.
And to change the coach for a guy from the same team, they got the other.
I don't understand.
Yeah, well, they're out the league, and they played like they're out the league.
Yeah. Spurs, they were cruising, weren't they?
In that game or just in the season?
In that game.
Yeah.
The last few games, they've been good.
Well, they won.
They beat City.
Yeah, well, the past two, but before it was like pretty stalemate. They're just chilling.
Because they weren't in the stadium. Now they're in the stadium.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I told you the stadium was going to switch shit up again. It had to. You got a brand new stadium. It was fucking $1 billion.
Right.
How much?
$1 billion.
Really?
I think last time I checked it, it was worth $1 billion.
Let me Google it. Yeah, you're right.
He's too lazy. If you had an Alexa, you would never talk to her.
I have one. I don't.
You know,
I treat her like all my women.
That's hilarious. What do you think of your win?
That's a good game. That was easy.
It was easy?
It was easy.
What do you think of, you played without Son, you played without Dele Alli. No,
and
you played,
Henry came, and Henry.
Son was on the bench, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so you Henry was out.
He's injured. Kane?
Yeah, Kane, he's injured.
For the season.
Is he gone?
He's done.
Rumor is, it's fucking ankle.
So is it done for the season?
Supposedly, yeah. So, I mean.
How you feel about that?
I mean, Son's going to pick it up. I like Son.
Do you know what's weird?
Son's been stepping it up. You see, Son's been stepping it up.
And you got Mora. I think this is not like 2 years ago when you didn't have Mora and Son.
Yeah.
So I think you're all right.
Yeah. I read somewhere that they've won more games with Kane out than in.
When he was out injured a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
A few months ago, maybe they won those games.
Yeah, yeah. They,
without him.
Yeah.
And then when he came back.
Yeah, then when he's playing.
Yeah. I think it's tricky math. One of those trick stats.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure they're better with him. But Lucas Moura and Kane is a good player. Like, I saw him playing. Let's go to the Champions League game against Man City. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not just a forward. I see why he drops back sometimes, because he's a really good playmaker.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really good player.
You can't get the ball from him. He's a fucking trunk.
Yeah. He's big, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Shearer. Did you ever see, remember Shearer before? He used to be the best crosser of the ball.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it'd be like.
I don't remember that about Shearer.
If he could get on to his own crosses, it would be like a dream. But Kane is like that, too.
Yeah, he is.
He'll whip in passes and like.
It's like he's going back and doing Dele Alli's job.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, this is how you do it, you fuck.
Yeah. So, and then. Then he got injured in the Man City game, which was purely his fault.
How was that again?
Huh?
What did he do?
It was a tackle on Delph. He was late for Delph on the sideline to tackle. And then he gets injured. All the fans are booing Delph every time he touches a ball for Harry Kane tackling him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he hobbles right down. There was no question he was done.
Yeah, he beelined straight to the
locker
rooms. He didn't even go sit down by the bench. He went straight.
Do you know another player who's like never going to score is the striker for Spurs? What's his name? The tall dude.
Laurent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Laurent.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. What'd you think about Liverpool and Salah diving again?
He doesn't do it often.
Yeah, he does.
He's just trying to win. I mean, I don't like it.
It was horrible. It looks like he got sniped from the top. You know how those things? You've seen those Instagram memes. It looked just like that. I was like, come on, dude.
It looks like
Arsenal, Liverpool fans hate it.
What's the name of that video game with the.
A Call of Duty?
With the.
Oh, Mario Kart?
No.
With the bananas.
Fortnite with the guy with the military.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it looked. Yeah. Like he just straight fell down. Yeah. I was like,
do you know what I just realized when you said you were like, he's trying to win. You'd steal a wallet.
No. That's actually...
And then you, I catch you and you're like, a man's got to eat.
No. Actually...
That's what I realized.
Actually, you're wrong. Like, I see what he's trying to do, but I disagree with it completely. And I don't know if I said it before. I was about to say they should have gave him at least a yellow. No. For that, yeah,
they should have. Okay, yeah. Well, what do you think about them going back and giving them yellows after seeing that?
I agree with that. Saying people stop fucking around. Because
that will stop. Yeah. That would instantly stop them from diving once if you can go back and give them a yellow.
Retroactive yellows, yeah. Yeah, give it
but
to
it's
them.
Part of the game, though. Who hasn't dove 90th minute?
Messi.
Like, the only person.
Here's a funny thing. Like, the game, the Champions League game, which we're going to get to when we get to Man U, like when in that game, when... Smalling, I didn't see that it was Messi that he tackled, but I saw the Barcelona player go down and start rolling, and I'm like, get up, you fucking... nothing's wrong with you. Smalling clearly got the ball, right? And then it was... Then it was Messi, and I'm like, Messi doesn't normally die, but I think he died. And then they show the blood, and I'm like, Messi does not die. Mm. If he goes down,
he's like me. He's a very honest man.
That's one in how many?
He's like you. I mean, he's honest and you're dishonest. Yeah. So you're both consistent.
We balance each other.
Your life's consistency. We were talking about that.
All I'll say is check for your wallet around here.
Mark, I would never steal your empty wallet. So you're good. So what do you think about your chances? Mr. Spurs versus Man City at Man City tomorrow, Champions League.
We're good. We're good.
What do you think of Mr. Good's chances?
I thought we weren't gonna. Last episode, I said that it wasn't gonna happen.
I told you could win.
Yeah, and now that I say that we can win, now you're saying I can't.
I'm just laughing. It's just funny. It's funny because of the change. Like the change of one game, you're just going to say if they lose in the stadium, people are going to stop coming to the stadium.
Yeah.
Now you're going to Man City's house and you have the confidence. The guy that didn't think you could win
and
in your
Henry's
house.
You
think you're going to go. And with Harry Kane.
But watch.
Well, you keep carrying Henry.
Huh? Yeah, I keep calling him.
Like Prince Henry.
Yeah.
Because he does look like one of the royal family. I see what you're saying.
But I think.
Do you think he's
crazy?
No, because like City kind of bottle it in Europe. I don't know if it's a mental thing.
They definitely have a hump to get over.
Yeah.
That and they start off with the whole new lineup. He switched up the formation.
Who did?
Homeboy.
Guardiola?
Yeah. He switched it up. They didn't start off with the same shape.
They didn't start off with Bernardo Silva, who's been playing really good for them.
And why would you do that?
I don't know.
Because he's not threatened? They thought he had it in the pocket?
Maybe they had to rest him, and then who did they put in? I mean...
That's what it is, because they have to rest...
You should have started De Bruyne, because De Bruyne didn't start either, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you have Silva.
He was higher up.
But it's like, you have a lot of choices. You try them, but Bernardo Silva and Sterling have an Aguero. Their players, you probably have to always play those three.
Well, the big ones anyway.
Yeah.
How good was...
But then they got big game after... Every game play in the league now is a final.
Yeah.
And every game... So it's all... They're all big.
And then homeboy missed a penalty, right?
Oh, yes.
Forgot about that. That changed a lot.
Yeah, that changed a lot.
That's when I think the game changed. I think that's when it was like... it was a game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big
homeboy miss. But he had just came back from an injury too, though.
Oh.
I think so.
Who took that penalty?
Aguero.
Aguero?
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have been a penalty.
It was a bad shot, though.
Really?
It shouldn't have been a penalty.
You don't think so?
Nah, what was that play again that caused it?
I think it was right outside. It was right on the line, right? Was that the one that was on the line?
I think it was a really soft penalty. And I was appalled that the ref gave it.
Did they do it? What's it called? VAR.
I think they did. Let's see if we can find
it.
Yeah, But Martin... Your boy Martin Harris has been trying to get rid of Lloris. Is it Lloris?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what do you think now, Martin?
Mm. No, he's a liability, I think.
Lloris, you think so?
Yeah.
But he saved that penalty.
Yeah, but he's...
Against Liverpool. Liverpool, I mean, Man City scores at home on you an away goal. That's two. You got to go to City.
Yeah.
This guy.
Well, that changed a lot, but it wasn't a good... I think he's dubious.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he's made some mistakes.
Yeah, he's making too many though.
But if a goalkeeper makes three mistakes that are notable, you forget about all the little things they do, and you just think about the mistake.
Oh, I think it was back.
Was it more back?
Yeah, it was like maybe more.
Yeah, it was
more.
In the beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah, just you're right. You're right.
Oh, here we go.
Was it a handball?
It was a handball. Yeah. On Rose.
That was harsh.
That was harsh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Was his arm way up?
Nah.
He checks the VAR for sure, though.
But see, he was sliding. You can't do nothing about that.
Yeah. That's as close to your body.
And when you slide,
I think it was harsh, right?
That's harsh, bro.
Hey, but that happened to your team, too.
Nah, that was different. That was different.
That was different, but they rechecked it, which is...
Nah, that was a handball, bro. That was a handball.
No, I'm talking about the offsides.
This weekend?
Yeah. That's
we're going to get to that.
That's what I'm saying. I was looking at you.
Questioning my honesty.
Yeah.
And do you want to hear honesty?
That's what I was looking at you. I was like, that happened to me. That happened to you, too. The VAR fucked it up.
Let's go. So you think Champions League...
Spurs have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a chance, but what do you think?
3-1 to City.
All right.
3-1 to City?
Yeah. I can see Spurs scoring, and then they need three, don't they? City would need three then.
Yeah. I think City's going to win it. I think they're going to win the game, but I don't know. City's going to win the game, but it doesn't mean
they go.
Spurs won't go through. That's what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, so yeah, they could do 2-1.
Yeah.
And not go through.
Yeah.
Liverpool, well, we're already here. Liverpool's in, right?
So Liverpool, Porto. Like,
yeah,
we have to. I mean, it's been a crazy, like the last round was so crazy, you know, and there's a lot of upsets and a lot of crazy things happen. So you can't just, and Liverpool just played a big game. Oh, and another thing I wanted to say.
You're right. They did play a good game. They had to go in there with all guns blazing.
Right. Against Chelsea.
Against Chelsea,
They gave a lot, so.
Chelsea's not an easy team. It's not.
It's not an easy team. They made it look pretty, not completely comprehensive, but that's not an easy win.
Mm.
And I think, so I did want to point out how Klopp was like fist pumping at the end of this game.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know why?
Why?
Because Chelsea is the last hard game
in the
league. After that, it's just.
Is it?
The dregs of the cup of the league.
Is
that
it?
He has to play, yeah. Let me tell you who Liverpool has to play next. Liverpool's schedule is like, it's like a preschool schedule.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
EPL schedule. Let me tell you who they got to play. They got one kind of tough game. So Liverpool plays Cardiff, relegated. Huddersfield. Well, Cardiff isn't relegated yet, but they might be.
Yeah.
Huddersfield, Newcastle, and then Wolves.
Wolves are the only chance.
I feel like
only competition they got.
Yeah, but Newcastle away is kind of tricky.
Right.
Just because
people say that, but are they really?
No, I feel just because. Remember those games where it used to be like 4-3? Remember the like unreal?
That was those teams.
Yeah, I know, but I just feel they get up for it.
I mean, Benitez is definitely going to be up for it because he used to coach Liverpool.
Yeah. Although he loves Liverpool too.
So he might.
To win.
You think he'll just.
He'll be like.
Field his worst team, which is his normal starting team.
But now that you say that though.
Mm-hmm.
Cardiff's got to give him a game.
Why?
They got 28 points. They can get out of the.
Right. And we're going to get to.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to get to. Because there's a big game tomorrow with Cardiff.
Yeah.
Cardiff plays Brighton Hove tomorrow.
Really?
I don't know why there's a Tuesday game.
Oh, they must be catching up.
Yeah, because Brighton Hove played in the FA Cup semifinals against Man City. So they skipped that week. So they had that game.
So
then Brighton Hove, right?
Would put them at...
And Brighton Hove is right above them.
Yeah. It would put them at 31.
Right. So that game tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a huge
but
one.
But I trust Brighton Hove.
You think so?
Yeah, they're well organized.
They got 33 points.
Yeah, but for what they for there, it's like somebody gave you potatoes, right?
Here we go.
And they were like kind of stale, but they made some amazing bread out of it. Some edible.
some bread.
Did the deadbeat dad make it?
No. But a good dad who cares about his kids went in the kitchen and made what do you make with bread? With potatoes.
Potatoes.
With stale potatoes. You made some decent fries with it.
Oh, yeah.
And some mashed potatoes. Like, it was edible. And you're like, this is terrible, but this is the best terrible we could get. Put some ketchup on it and found some ingredients and spiced it up. And it's like, it was just, you can at least like, I'm going to go home.
You're staying. So they're staying. What you're saying is they're staying in?
They have a better chance of staying in Cardiff.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm saying. You think bread is made from potatoes.
I mean, potato bread. Potato bread.
Do you know what's funny? I was thinking the other day, in Ireland, a funny like meal, if you're like lazy, you'll have like two slices of white bread, then you'll have potatoes, crisps, and chips, and butter in the bread. And you're like...
How long do Irish people live? Not long by the sounds of that.
That's why we're all just pudgy fuckers. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's a real
Is that what you had today?
No, I once I moved to LA, I was like, ah.
Were you pudgy when you first came
to LA? Oh, yeah, I punched out. Now when I go home, I can't hack the cold. I'm like, oh, I need my fat back.
It's hilarious. Let me see. We'll go back to this.
Arsenal.
So Arsenal kind of got lucky today, like real fucking lucky. Like super lucky, like... Well, I'm not going to call Aubameyang's goal lucky, but you saw the Aubameyang's goal.
I can't remember.
They just pressed. So then he chases down the defender with the ball. The defender passes the ball to the goalkeeper. Yeah. And the goalkeeper touches it once. Aubameyang heads straight to him, stays. And then when he tries to clear it, he blocks it with his foot.
Oh, really?
In the goal.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And then right after that, Troy Deeney gets a red card.
When was this game?
Today.
Oh, no wonder I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Watford are... who's that coach?
I expected him to give him more trouble than that.
Really?
Yeah. This was one of the games I was counting on, like, somebody else to do Man U's work.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, like, some type of fucking gods was, like, rooting for them.
Jesus, Ramsey's coming.
Here it is. Maybe.
Here it is.
Oh, move the thing from the... There he goes.
Oh, no way.
Yep, fucks up like that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What an easy
goal. Look at that hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a terrible...
Is he top scorer?
He's up there, too. He's like 18 or something like that goals. Or he's tied. He's right behind Salah and Sergio Aguero. Yeah.
That is such a bad goal to give away.
I know. That's embarrassing. Foster. Yeah. He's like our number two England goalkeeper.
They both fucked up. The defender and the goalkeeper.
I don't think it's the defender's fault.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Not even a little bit?
Nah. It's a perfect ball.
Yeah, he could have cleared it.
You just cleared it. It's soft enough for you to like clear it right away.
Yeah.
You know?
That's brutal.
Nah, no two touch. You should have just won. Just cleared it right off the bat.
Yeah. Or just fake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swivel back.
Yeah. Like I used to do. Wait a minute, man. What's so fucking funny? These guys are being really disrespectful.
Wait, who had the worst miss ever last week? Did you see that? It was literally one of the worst misses I've ever seen.
Last week?
Yeah, I don't know if it was in the English league. It was insane. Like the ball was going in and the dude he was on the line and he tried to tap it in. And he somehow tapped it out.
What's that last week? Did you come see my pub team play? were you there?
It was a legit.
Tell me you were there.
It was a legit.
It was a legit miss. All the misses were legit.
I can't remember.
All right. So Arsenal wins. And then, so do you want? Let's see the Troy Deeney red card. Tell me if you think this is a legit red card.
This one, right?
Yeah. Troy Deeney. No, that's not this one. This one's a Ryan Babler thing.
I must have lost it.
Oh, yeah, you might have went over it with the and while you look for it. This is a professional operation. We have high technology here. Sometimes we wait for commercials.
Hey, we got a sponsor.
You got sponsor.
What more do you want?
What more do you want? It's not like some podcast you do.
Promo code too.
In your living, in your bedroom.
I do it in my toilet. Go to Keepsakes.
There it was.
Oh, yeah, about him?
Nah, I mean, I don't.
Clear red card.
Clear?
He's just hating.
It looked clearer from the get-go.
And this happens 10 minutes in after they gave up that crazy goal.
Oh, yeah, they were ghost.
And it wasn't the ref who called it. It was the linesman.
It did kind of look like a red card.
Well, they're going to show it a few more times. I don't think so, man. He started taking his captain band off right away, though.
I mean, there's no point in arguing. It never fucking goes anywhere. It never goes anywhere.
Come on, show us the replay, you fuckers.
I just don't think it's a red card, man. Here it is. Is that a red?
I don't think that's a red card.
I think let me see. He definitely hit him. That's a red.
Nah.
He hit him in the head.
Go back from the front. No. You see it better from the front. Here we go.
He's like, come here, you little fucker. Boom.
No. Nah, it's even forearm. It's even forearm. It's not even elbow.
Make the screen bigger. Press that.
100%.
Right? Press that.
Great decision.
And then, are you being honest here?
I swear to God, I do think so. Like, he put his arm out like that. You don't run like a chicken.
You just put...
his arm went sideways.
This guy's not even hurt. He was rolling around. He sold it.
If he wasn't small...
If Salah should... Look.
Oh, my...
Punched. Jesus.
No.
Was he arrested? Was he arrested for that abuse? Jeez. Hello, 911?
Domestic violence.
Someone's beating up a child.
Right.
And listen, man, you don't emphasize the fact that you might have punched the guy by taking off your shirt afterwards.
Yeah, you don't want to look all tough and mighty.
Yeah. Do you get another card for that? If you get a card for taking off your shirt when you score, do you get another card for taking off your shirt after they sent you off?
I think he was just trying to tell people he wasn't fat.
Yeah, that's what I think. He's trying to send the I'm not fat message.
I do that in pubs too at night. I'll just take off my top. I don't want to eat potatoes.
this accent doesn't mean I'm fat. And then we talked about Liverpool, Chelsea already, but Chelsea's in fifth place. They got 66 points, which is perfect. As a Man U fan, I wanted them to lose, and I wanted Arsenal to lose. We only got half of our wish, and then we wanted Man U to win, and Man U's in sixth place. We got 64 points, and we played West Ham, and fuck West Ham. And the reason why I say fuck West Ham is because they played Everton maybe a few weeks ago, and Everton walked all over them. But West Ham is a good team with depth, and they're finally coming to their stride. So then they drop the ball against Everton, and then they come up to Man U, and they play some out-of-this-world football. The intensity was like, all right, this is going to die down, right? And it did not die down. It did not die down. It might have outpossessed us.
Really?
Yeah. It was just some vindictive shit.
You were poor, weren't you? Weren't you poor?
We weren't poor. I just think they came in to play Man U.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The
game last week.
It was pretty even. The stats.
They still had more shots, though, at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
18 is a lot.
Yeah. And 50, that's what, 58 to 42?
Yeah.
Their passing accuracy, they had 519 passes. That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
So...
And you guys only won because of two penalties.
Yeah, so here's the honesty. So Felipe Anderson scored a goal early, early in the game.
No, that was early in the second half.
49th minute.
Oh, 49?
Yeah.
No, not the one that counted.
Oh, the offsides.
Offsides.
Yeah, you're right. There was an offsides. Yeah, you're right.
That was not offsides.
It wasn't? No, it wasn't
really?
Offsides.
No, it was not offsides.
It wasn't offsides.
So we got a break on that one. And then the penalty that we got against Wan Mata, I just think that's... play on play.
Yeah, yeah, that seems soft.
That seems soft. I don't think Mata
was even looking
played
for
the penalty. Yeah. He got bumped. He might not have been the guy's size and strength just knocked him over. Yeah, it's just to me that's just football.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think we should have got that penalty, but Pogba put it away. And then the second penalty was definitely a penalty.
Oh, yeah. What was that one again? But that was definitely.
Pogba passed the ball through to Rashford. It was one of them balls that's on a string for two players.
Oh, yeah.
So Rashford tried to flick it on, but he didn't have to.
Yeah, yeah.
It still went through. And who was it that got that? Was that Martial that caught the end of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the defender who just came on brought him down. And then Pogba scored two penalties. And then the pundits, they're like, Pogba's didn't have a great game. I'm like, you scored two penalties, you didn't have a great game.
He got man to match, didn't he?
That doesn't mean you had a good game, though.
Listen, to score two penalties against the same goalkeeper in the same game, it's not easy, you know?
Oh, yeah, true.
It's not easy.
And he's been missing a couple.
Yeah, and he's missed a couple. So he put the first one down the middle, and the second one was perfectly placed.
Yeah.
To beat the same goalkeeper twice in a game is not easy.
Yeah.
And then
I disagree.
You disagree?
All right. Yeah, it's
penalties are not a foregone conclusion.
They're easy to shoot.
They're easy to miss.
You get paid to shoot these easy shots. It's like a free throw.
Nah,
I see it like a free throw. Seriously.
Sergio Aguero missed.
Yeah.
He didn't miss, but he got saved.
I'm going to look at what's the longest streak, and I bet you it's a...
The longest are penalty streak?
Penalty streak. How much?
Yeah, but
think?
Those people are good. There's a guy. Well,
that's what I'm. You're supposed to be good. How much did you get paid for? How much did you get bought for?
No, but that's not even the question. Like, you're supposed to be good. I'm just saying it's not easy.
It's not, okay.
Yeah, that's not the, you yeah. know.
Like, LeBron misses fucking free throws.
Yeah.
Because of the pressure.
Yeah. It's just you need to score this. This team is on your ass. Yeah. And you have to be calm enough to do this.
How many did he miss recently?
I think he's missed three this season.
And he scored six, is it?
Let's see.
Let me Google it.
First of all, yes. This is a top class operation. Jesus. We have information available to us at our fingertips at immediately, as long as we put in the right thing, and if we could get the information to you right away. We're in Pogba's Wikipedia. Right? Just put how many penalties has Pogba missed, taken this season?
I like the way you even messed that up.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's going to even come up.
I'm
going to put it.
You should reframe this podcast as how to be bad at Google. It used to be a soccer.
They want you to put Paul Pogba's wife. He's married? I didn't know he was married.
Mm-hmm. See what shows up.
Did you play music over this part of the
right?
this is why you're here for the comedy.
play some YouTube.
They're just making fun of the amount of steps that he takes.
There it is. Scored, miss, if those are even it.
No, this is from 2015.
Yeah, this is overall.
Right there, though, with the bottom ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many?
Right there. He's missed this year.
Yeah, what are the numbers?
No, this season would be August.
April 2019. Oh, these three. Are all of them.
August 10th.
Oh,
so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He scored 8 penalties.
And then missed 1, 2, 3. So he's missed 3.
Yeah.
I told you.
8 penalties is a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Man U has the most auto goals in the whole Champions League ever scored against themselves.
Own goals?
Yep.
In Champions League history, or just this
Champions
season?
League history. Eight of them.
Oh, shit.
That's a good amount. You guys each other up.
We got to stop fucking up.
Yeah.
I don't think that goal... So let's go back to Champions League. I don't think that goal... How is that goal a sure own goal? The one that Suarez scored.
Yeah, I know
scored.
What you're talking about.
Oh, because it wasn't going in.
That's why?
Yeah. If it's not going in or on target, then it's an own goal.
But I think it was going for the far post, which means you need...
No, but yeah, it wasn't going in.
No,
because if it's on target, then it's given.
And what the fuck was Shaw doing?
Oh, yeah. That was a soft
And nobody
goal.
Said anything about that.
Yeah, no.
Nobody said soft. Anything, but what the fuck was Shaw doing? But in that game, after that goal, we got it together and we started playing Barca.
You should have scored, though.
Yeah, we should have scored.
At least you kept it down to one goal.
Yeah. So we got him right where we want him.
Yeah.
What'd you right think about where the?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think the VR not helping you?
I mean, I didn't want it to help us. That was a goal. It wasn't offside.
Yeah.
I don't like those kind of wins, you know.
So are you for or against VR?
I'm for VR.
You like it?
But
yeah, I like it too.
But people are fucking up VR. It's almost like they're trying to sabotage it.
Oy.
By making bad decisions to prove that they're not going to work. But it's like, because some of the decisions that they've made on it are terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's clearly, the evidence is right there.
Mm.
Just go with it. But they're putting a bad taste in people's mouths so that when it comes next season, I don't know, people are not going to be in love with it.
I was glad that Ajax got that goal against, was it Madrid?
Yeah, Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Even though I thought that was, the ball was out. I was like, that has to be out. And then they found one angle where it didn't look out. They just went with that. It was such a good goal, though. Right, I was like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But like, they showed four angles where the ball is 100% out. And then they found one. From some guy over the guy's shoulder.
From somebody's cell phone.
They're like, all right, let's give it to him.
If there's going
to
be an upset, I think it might be them.
Yeah.
Who, Man U?
No, Ajax.
Yeah, Ajax. Ajax, they're playing Juventus.
Yeah.
I don't think Juventus is as good as everybody's saying they are. And it was 1-1 at Ajax, and now they're going to Juventus. So I say Ajax, too.
I prefer if you call them Juventus.
Say what?
Juventus.
Juventus.
It doesn't. You don't pronounce the G or the J.
Juventus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do it. I go back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Just teaching the European ways. That's why he brought me in here. It's Googling podcast.
I brought you here to find out if there was an Irish league. I didn't want to Google it.
So for tomorrow, what do you think?
Tomorrow. Just football wise, I would just say Barca is going to win.
Barca.
Yeah.
But listen. I looked at that Barca team.
I didn't like them.
And it's not, they won the league, but they're not as strong as they were. They got a Rakitic. Busquets is how much? 79?
Pique is 47.
Pique. Arthur is not as good as the people he replaced. He's no Xavi. He's no Iniesta.
Is that who he replaced? I was trying to think.
Yeah, because like, who else? He's a midfielder, right?
Yeah. But who do they have on the bench?
See, I worry about if Dembele's playing.
Oh, yeah.
And Semedo. Like, we kept...
Yeah.
Semedo and Dembele, to me, are...
Dangerous.
They're just trouble.
Yeah, they're so fast.
Yeah. And I think... And another thing, like, the pundits were talking about how Pogba didn't play great on Sunday or Saturday, whenever it was. But it's not a matter of not... He had to do so much defending in that game. And they did sit him back. And it's like, if he doesn't score or does something amazing, it's not, if Pogba doesn't do something amazing, it doesn't mean he had a bad game. He just didn't do something amazing. But if you know, 519 passes, you're defending.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're stopping stuff. You're covering stuff. Yeah, you're not getting credit for that. And then in this game, you know, McTominay played good as we're going to the Champions League game. So I just believe in our future. I just want us to make it to a Champions League spot so that Pogba doesn't get any ideas about leaving. And I just think one more season with Pereira. I started believing in Pereira now.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he likes to go forward and Dalot.
Mm.
But I like Dalot forward more than as a defender.
He missed a sitter, didn't he? He missed the header.
Headed it across.
Yeah.
And he's like waiting for Shaw to be there to own goal. He was the same type of header as Suarez, yeah.
That speech you were giving there sounds like I should give to my wife.
I believe in our future. Next season will be better.
And then Young had a horrible game.
Oh, he's brutal, isn't he? It annoys me that he's like your captain and stuff. And I don't support him.
I know you're completely against him.
Yeah. I think because like there's been so many good Irish captains.
Uh-huh.
Like Keane, you had Irwin. Uh-huh. He wasn't really a captain.
Yeah.
But then you see like Ashley Young,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, Christ, is he ever going to cross a ball?
Yeah, that's the thing though. It's like, I've seen him defend good and he's fast.
Yeah.
So I can't shit on him for that.
No, I've seen him be awful. Awful defense.
But I've seen him be good defensive.
he's low. If he does anything good, it's a shock. I mean, if he doesn't let them be on site, he's awful. You're like, oh, well done, Ashley.
I ain't going to shit on him that bad.
No, he's so bad.
He's so bad. We wouldn't be where we were if he was that bad.
Yeah, I think he's in the middle. I don't think he's that bad.
I'm not saying he's all right.
He's all right. Like, he'll do defensively well. It's the crossing, though. Like, when you get... how many crosses did he have? You can't have that many crosses in a game
and
never deliver.
And you're a crosser.
And you have to work on that. It's like, what are you doing?
I prefer...
you're not criticizing him. He's a back, right?
Yeah.
So you're not criticizing him for a defensive error he made in this game. You're criticizing him for crosses, which I am and everybody else is.
Yeah, but you've got to deliver. I've seen him at fault. He'll be playing players on who are on the opposite wing to him. He was like, oh, good work, Ashley.
And he got a red card like the game before, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Then when we lost to West Ham.
Who did he clatter again?
It wasn't West Ham. Who the fuck did we play? We played Wolves. He got a red card against Wolves.
Who did he like... beat up, not beat, but he like, it was in Champions League, I think, and he like fucked into a guy who fell into the hoardings. Do you remember that? And it was like, why are you a tough guy, Ashley?
But he does act like he's a tough guy.
Yeah, he acts.
He has tough guy. He acts like he does bodybuilder walk around. Like he comes out like he's a Captain America built, and it's like.
But he's tough guy in the sense of West Hollywood tough guy. Like, you're not tough, you fucker. Stop walking.
I think he just does that. You know how they have a thing where there's positive body language.
Oh yeah,
and that gives you confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Or makes people believe you are who you want them to believe. So he does this.
Yeah,
for himself.
Maybe he's
like, you have regular size arms, dude.
Yeah,
and you're not out of shape, but you ain't in Lukaku shape. And Lukaku looks fat. Yeah, he walks around like that. Right?
Is that the walk?
He walks around his house like that. It's like, Ashley Young, you are not in that shape.
Yeah, he looks. That's like what the Hulk does.
That's yoke. That's when you're yoked. Like you're not in a bodybuilding contest, bro.
I'd say he's like. I remember Keane criticizing him or something, being like, "There's no leaders." And I bet you he was like, "I'm gonna be a leader. Let's act tough."
So it's Keane's fault.
Yeah, but like he's. He's brutal.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't great the last game,
but even the fact he's there,
I mean, we have to fix it.
We have to fix it.
I can't. You know,
I prefer Theo Walcott as right back.
You know what? We call him because he can't score. Maybe, and he was a back, right?
Was he?
I know, but we're gonna see. But Theo Walcott can't cross the ball either.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So he's brutal. And the fact he's captain, it's like, Jesus.
Yeah. This is,
like, it feels like make a wish at this point.
Make an old guy's wish, a young old guy's wish.
I used to know this girl at a bar, and she was, like, awful. She worked at a bar, and no matter what she did, they wouldn't fire her.
Uh-huh.
And eventually you're like, oh, she has something on the manager. And I feel Ashley Young is the same way.
He's got every manager, he has something on.
Yeah. He caught Ole pegging his wife.
He's played good there before, but it's just... they're asking him at his age to do too much for him for every game to be competent.
That's not too much. Can you be competent?
It's at the top level.
Yeah,
you're in the Champions League against... it's at the top level, man.
But that just shows he's not... I remember I saw this article that was definitely going around at the time. Prime. Oh, yeah. But I remember Martin O'Neill, when he was managing him for Aston Villa, was like, Ashley Young can be as good as Ronaldo and Messi. It's like, no.
They say that about any English player who dribbles past someone once.
They're so stiff.
They're so shocked. When England has a player that can dribble past somebody, we're so shocked. We're like, that's the next whoever he's not going to be. So we just get excited. Leicester, your boy Brandon Rodgers, loses to Newcastle at Leicester.
That was surprising.
Yeah, it was surprising. I mean, Newcastle can give you trouble, but Brandon Rodgers was like on a 5-game, I think, winning streak, and now he's got to start that one over.
It's weird because on the stats, City had way more possession.
Yeah. Oh, shit, 70?
Yeah.
Two? 773 passes to 303.
See what I mean?
That's insane.
Jesus.
Same amount of shots, though. I mean, but still, how do you have way more passes?
That's a lot of shots on target. For a team that only had 28% of the ball, the same amount of shots on target as the team that had 72% of the ball.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Weird stats.
Yeah, where's that? Good stats.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Everton lost 2-0 to Fulham.
That was
I
brutal.
Told you last week they were going to lose. What did you think about your teams?
They're like just annoying as fuck. Like, you can't go on this good run.
Right.
And then be well beaten. We were, though. I remember watching the highlights being like, all right, calm down. When are we going to be getting into the game? I know we had more possession, but like, they had so many chances in the first half.
Right.
Mitrovic.
Mm-hmm. He
should have scored.
Yeah,
like,
some headers, and Pickford saved that shit.
Yeah, and he hit the crossbar, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Well, not winning, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I was boozing with the owner of Fulham recently.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he came to the show. He's buddies with Jack Whitehall.
Oh, for real?
And he came.
And then owner of Fulham again? He's at
It's him and his dad.
Is it an American guy?
Yeah. I think they're like Iranian American. They're American.
Yeah, something. Yeah, yeah.
They own Charlotte.
The Jaguars.
Yeah, they own Jaguars too. Yeah. They're like billionaires.
Yeah.
And I was just being like, go on, give me $1 million.
Did you say that? Yeah. What did he say?
He bought me some chicken instead.
From a business that he owned.
Yeah,
so he just put the money back in his pocket.
We were at the bar and they were like, the kitchen was closed,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, can I order food? And they were like, nah, it's too busy and too late. And he was gave the bouncers money, and they're like, do whatever you want.
I think he's the guy, he owns Red Bull, right?
I don't know. No,
how did he get his money from first?
I don't know, stealing wallets like you?
Google it.
Google it.
Wallet stealing. He was in Oliver Twist.
Oh, it's confirmed.
Oliver Twist.
So you
do you want to watch this?
The Ryan. The Ryan Babel goal.
Yeah.
Your mark. So this is what I wanted to say about this game. Like, Everton, I mean, Fulham, look at this. This is class football.
Yeah.
This is class football. And the other goal was class football. And it's just good to know that once Fulham is, there's no longer the pressure of staying in a Premiership, that a nice, relaxed Fulham could play good football and beat Everton.
That's good to know.
Now, the Fulham, whoever's got to play Fulham, you're in trouble. Now that they've been relegated, they're relaxed. They're gonna get these points.
The worst
no
part
more stress.
Is his haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
It's brutal.
You guys got beat by a fake redhead.
Yeah, like why would you try and be ginger?
Hey, you got something against gingers?
I know.
I feel like Coleman,
know where you're at.
Oh yeah, that was an awful game.
Not if you're Fulham. Fulham loved it.
My buddies love going to Fulham games because that live in London, because mm-hmm. it's in like the best part of London.
Oh yeah,
so you can just go to the like in a really good area.
And is it like it's probably cheaper than all the other teams.
Mm. And you can just go straight out after. You don't like have to get the train or.
Oh shit! I might become a Fulham fan.
Just, lot of people would like get season tickets just because it's so convenient if you live in London.
Yeah.
And it's like a nice...
He's getting bought though, right? You think he's going somewhere, right?
Who?
Ryan?
Oh, he definitely has to have a clause that like if we get relegated...
He's Zaha.
Yeah. but he still gets his game for Holland. He still plays.
Holland's kind of desperate right now.
No, they're good.
Yeah, they're good, but not because of him. You know, some teams... I think Holland has a good midfield now. But I don't think scoring wise,
they have that guy for PSG or Leon. What's his name?
Who that?
He used to be with United. Cocky fella.
Yeah, Depay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think they're. I'm going to run through these next ones real fast. So, West Ham.
Is this a 4-hour podcast or how long?
No, we're almost done. We've got a lot of shit to cover. Haze.
My hangover is
clammy
brutal.
Haze. Is this coming on?
Yeah.
I like it. I like that it's hurting. I like you in pain, bro.
Now we're going to have to booze on a Monday.
Just to get rid of it.
So just to get over this podcast.
God damn. This is a class podcast. This is not something you do in your toilet and put out to people on Instagram.
If I was in my
like
bath.
Like some other people's here.
If I was in my bath, I would be enjoying this more.
In your bath. Who wouldn't enjoy a bath? What are you kidding me? You can't compare it to something great. You really must have a hangover. You don't know, you know how to insult like me
he's
now.
He's chugging that water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's chugging it like it's a blue booze. Yeah. So where were we? Watford, they lost to Arsenal, so we already covered that. And
West Ham, Bournemouth.
West Ham to the beat. West Ham lost to Man U.
I think we covered all of them.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth beat. They put a beating on Brighton Hove.
Yeah.
Jesus. That was. I think Brighton Hove got a player sent off in that game. Like Bournemouth scored, then Brighton Hove got a player sent off. And then it was just like Bournemouth loves to attack. And it's like, oh, we only got to attack 10 dudes on a team that is way below us in the league. And they just rained on them.
It was 5-0. Jesus.
5-0.
Yeah, 5-0. Yeah. It rained on them.
That was one of the games. Do you know when I was looking at highlights? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, thank you.
You didn't want to see it.
Even if it's 5 goals, I'm like, I don't care.
Bournemouth's actually an attractive team to watch play.
Yeah, they are kind of good, but still.
Mm-hmm.
The stats don't look that bad, though.
Yeah, if you look at the goal part of the stats.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible.
They scored 5 goals with 7 shots on target. They had 14
different
shots.
Different player every shot. Too.
And Brighton had most of the possession.
Yeah.
With 10 men. So
that's a hammering.
It's a hammering, pretty much.
That's your potato team analogy.
Yeah.
They did not make good bread.
they did not. not that day. No. So you're going to have a bad potato bread making day.
Every now and again.
The potatoes are going to be too stale to do anything with, all right? It's Crystal Palace. They lost to Man City. We said that before. They got 39 points. 14th place, Burnley. Beat Cardiff. They're on a good run, Burnley. They're like, fuck this. We're not sliding down this table. Not taking any more chances. We're going to get our shit together.
Oh, yeah.
So they're in 14th place. And then Newcastle, we said they beat Leicester. They're trying to get to the 40-point mark. They're at 30 right now. And they are 15th. And then Southampton beat Wolves, which is... shock.
That was a huge
kind
win.
Of, but it's a huge win. 3-1. Mm. Impressive score against Wolves. Why couldn't Wolves play like that against us? Fucking assholes. So fuck Wolves. Good job, my homeboy Lee. He's a Southampton fan. Brighton Hove got 3 L's in a row. So towards the end of the season, but let's see who these L's are against. 1 L's against Chelsea, 1 L's against Southampton. Yeah, okay. And then, so tomorrow, who do you think is going to win? Brighton Hove or Cardiff?
Right.
I want Cardiff to win. Let's make this interesting.
I'll go for Brighton Hove.
Let's make them fight for it.
My cousin plays for Cardiff, so I should be rooting
for
him.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I know.
He's a bad man. A lot of people don't know this about
out.
Ian
I'm
going
to edit this out. I'm going to edit this out and send that clip right to his cousin.
Yeah, send it to him. Yeah, all right. So let me. You know why? This is my cousin plays for Cardiff, but there are a lot of black players in the league. Brighton Hove has the one black coach. So I want the one black coach to survive.
Me too,
so
because he's Irish.
And he's, there you go. So
come on, Brighton.
So not only he's black, he's black Irish.
Like myself.
You couldn't have any more bad luck.
All he needs to do is paint his hair red. He's trying to paint his hair red.
The ultimate.
So I think that's why I'm rooting for Brighton Hove.
Because he's Irish. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
First nice
Google
compliment.
Google why I'm rooting for Brighton Hove.
Is he in a prick,
team.
Google? He is.
And then Fulham won. They said they beat Everton.
Thank you.
Huddersfield Town lost. They got, they made a grand appearance at a Spurs stadium and played like they were at the bottom of the table.
My buddy sent me a video from the Spurs Stadium. Mm-hmm. He was at a game.
He went to a game?
Yeah, it looks all good.
I
think he was at the City. I don't know, whoever they played last week, 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
It looks class.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they didn't waste $1 billion on some regular shit.
Hmm. Some League of Ireland
stadium. some Shamrock Rovers type stadium.
It's some big St. news in Ireland. If you get a roof over like part of the stadium, you're like, oh.
It's fantastic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, baby.
I got to get seats in that area. I'm going to get rained on. Why doesn't every stadium just have some roof? Why are the fans still getting rained on in 2009?
Yeah,
that's some cruel shit. Like, I had to get pneumonia to support my
especially
team.
Especially out there in Europe, it rains
like. It's like, you knew it was going to rain.
Just can't afford it.
Put the extra money in
can't
there.
Can't afford it.
Yeah. We still, and those stadiums in Ireland, too, a lot of them would be terraced. So you're just standing. It's the real cream of the crop. Standing there eating your potato sandwich.
that your Brighton Hove coach made. Let's see who's the big game next week. There's always like one big game in the league. So let me see. Man City, Tottenham. Who you got next week? Remember, Man City and Tottenham both had played Champions League games.
Oh, that's hilarious. They're playing a game.
They're playing back to back.
And then now they got.
Oh. Yeah.
No, wait. Man City, Tottenham.
Yeah, 420. Yeah.
So wait a minute. So this happened last year where at the same point of the season where Liverpool and Met had to play Man City in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Champions League, and then Champions League. And now the same fucking thing is happening.
Yeah, right here. Champions League, and then league.
So if you're Tottenham, which one do you want to win? The Champions League.
Champions League. That's easy.
Yeah.
Easy. And these fuckers want to win both, so they're going to... Which one do you think they're trying to win?
They're trying to win them. Man City's trying to win them both.
Both, right? They're trying to win both. But isn't that selfish? I think not that you got to pick one or the other, but you don't think they're going to go a little harder on one?
No, they're going to go...
Hard on both of them?
Yeah, because...
I hope they lose both of them now then.
Because you're a Spurs fan. You're a Spurs fan. But that's pretty crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
Mm. Last year, Man City lost all three.
Oh, yeah.
Of these games. I don't think that's going to happen. And I think they're better than Tottenham, even though I respect Tottenham. Sometimes I wonder why Tottenham lost as many games that they've lost.
I'd say because their squad isn't that big.
Think so?
Yeah, they just have a dip and they can't bring in, like, I don't know.
But you have Lucas Moura, who probably could have played more.
Mm.
Son comes off the bench. Dele Alli hasn't had a great season. Then you bring Sissoko out of nowhere. He's a new fucking player. He's like playing on some level that is incomprehensible.
Well, he actually plays like that for France. Do you remember him in the World Cup? I was like, who was this player?
But for France, he was like, he was the type of player like, you know, Gattuso?
Yeah.
Like, very tough defensively, but can't make that pass in the final third.
Yeah.
Now he's doing that and that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the intelligence that's...
Yeah. They're well moving him in from the right.
Yeah. France is going to be a monster.
Yeah.
They got him, Guendouzi, Conte...
Yeah,
Pogba. Mm. Yeah, they're going to be monsters.
Liverpool's fine. They're hoping Spurs come through without win. And they got Cardiff. They'll handle Cardiff.
Well, I'm rooting for Spurs to lose
in
the league.
In the league?
Against Man City.
And you want us to win Champions League?
I don't think you're going to win Champions League. But you could, I mean, win, get past Man City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, get past Man City. Yeah.
But if you get past Man City, you could win Champions League. I mean,
I feel like
there's still Barcelona. And Juventus.
But Barcelona's not even going to be there.
You think United? I like that.
He's been quiet about it. He's been quiet about it. He hasn't said that all day.
He's a deluded man. He's clearly
so we were deluded when we beat PSG. We were deluded when we beat Juventus this season.
That's right. That PSG shit. Yeah. That happened.
I feel like the PSG, they're like City. They have that mental block. So like they were like, oh no, not again. Whereas I don't know, I could go anywhere. My hangover's kicking in too much. So
you know we've only been here 20 minutes. It's just your hangover makes it feel like you've been here longer. Let me just check Champions League if we covered everything. So Juventus, Ajax, what'd you all say? I say Ajax too. I'm with y'all.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Barcelona, Man United, what'd y'all say?
person.
But all right, it's fine. I'll give you a ride home still. You off the work. I say Barca too. They're at home. They got Messi, but fingers crossed.
I'm overseeing Barca win, so I got to go Man U.
Oh, where?
I'm overseeing.
So you're one of those. You're just over shit. I'm never the type of person that's, if something's good, even if it's not mine, why would I be over it?
It's over it.
Unless my team is playing against them, I'm like, we want to beat them. But
I know if we go up against Barcelona, it's game over anyway.
Oh, so you think? So you want them to beat them? Oh, so you think we're just some bridge that you're gonna walk across?
Yeah, exactly.
After, yeah, okay. Son of a bitch. And Man City, Tottenham, we did that enough. Did we?
Yeah. All right. And just Liverpool, Porto, but
Liverpool, Porto, yeah. Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool. They'll score one and then.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're fine. Like, they know what time it is. Yeah. You got this amount of games.
They're way more relaxed than Man City. Think about it. Liverpool's up in the league. They had to play against Liverpool, Porto. They're up 2-0 on that Porto game.
Yeah.
And then Man City still has to fight it for both of them. Right.
I don't know if you're ever going to survive this hangover. So let me ask you now, because I don't know if you'll ever be back.
Mm.
Do you think Liverpool or Man City is going to win the league? Like, Man City has a tougher schedule.
I think Liverpool, unfortunately.
And you hate? Do you hate that? Being from Everton?
Yeah, I don't want them to win, but I just feel, I don't know if City will like, I can see them losing in the Champions League and then that will rattle them.
Think that team can get rattled?
Yeah.
I've
seen it before. It happened like Liverpool last year in the Champions League. That surprised me that they lost to them.
I don't know if it surprised me. Like, Liverpool just had that reckless...
Yeah.
Manhunting pack in a like a pack of wolves style that was like, and I think their mistake playing Man City in the season, they should go back to that style just for Man City.
Oh yeah, true.
Instead of this complete style that they play for all the teams, it's like,
I feel like whoever drops points, any points, mm-hmm. isn't going to win. Well, like, that's a good hangover logic.
Yeah,
I feel whoever scores more goals and gets more points
wins the game. Man City's still a game under, anyways.
Yeah. They're not.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They have a game in hand. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. No, they.
I feel like
they have 34 games, and Liverpool has 34. Man City has 33.
So Man City has a game in hand.
Yeah, so even if they, technically, if they take that win, they're up anyways.
Take what win?
That one game that they have not played.
But I just think their schedule, like the schedule.
I know you're saying that Liverpool's schedule is way easier.
Liverpool's schedule is, but Man City's schedule is Tottenham, Man United, that's a derby. Where is this fucking
thing? Yeah, so
and Watford.
So Liverpool's taking it. You think Liverpool take it at the end of the day?
I'm hoping Liverpool does not freak out and that they beat.
Because that's who they're playing. Man City's playing the next games. Tottenham, Man U.
Right. So I hope we can beat them. They're playing at
and
us.
United.
Yeah.
And Leicester. Oh, yeah, that's tougher.
That's tough.
That's a tough one, yeah.
And go to Spurs one? I mean, go to Liverpool's one? Huddersfield,
Cardiff, Newcastle. The only win is Wolves. The only one is
he's saying Newcastle will be tough, but I don't think that.
I don't think it'll be tough. It's the only one they got to worry about is Wolves.
Everybody's in the lower part except Wolves. Wolves is the best. They have to play the best of the rest, which is Wolves.
Yeah,
and the worst, one of the worst of the worst,
Huddersfield.
And
Cardiff. Cardiff ain't that great.
And one of the averages of the worst, that's Newcastle. And Cardiff is one of the worst of the worst.
I feel the fact they're at home against Wolves, they'll be grand.
And that's the last game?
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy if they need to win
I'm pretty sure my cousins...
Wolves are going to be fucking assholes.
My cousins are going to that game.
Oh, yeah?
And one of them's a United supporter. And he just agreed to go because they were like, we're going to get a game in. Uh-huh. And now he's like, if I go to a fucking Liverpool game, they win the league.
Oh, shit.
He's going to be pissed.
Oh, shit. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Just booze.
Booze.
I think you need to plug it.
I feel like it's getting a bad name.
I feel like it's doing its thing.
Nah.
Your books, nothing?
My books. Check out my books, Random, Randomer, Freedom.
And what about your podcast?
Random Podcast, yeah.
All right. Still does it right out of his
gibberish.
Right on his toilet, an hour of gibberish.
It's hit me up on Instagram at the Marquez or Twitter at Trickadoo.
Trickadoo. All right, thanks for coming.
Cheers.
What's up, G?
Perfect. Ontario Improv this Thursday. I'm gonna do some stand up.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it. Follow me at XG Marks the Spot and Tinfoil Hat Podcast, and that's pretty much it.
All right, dope. We have a show Wednesday.
Oh yeah, Laugh Factory.
Yeah, come your show. That. His show.
Look at the
Irish. His show is
he's hungover. All right.
Oh, shit.
When does this come out? Before Wednesday?
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Come
Wednesday.
Hit up.
So, no, we're talking about the league that happened this weekend. We're going to put it out next week. What's going on, bro?
Oh, and I got a good one Friday, too, with Laugh Actually.
Now you're
two Irish shows.
Shit. Two Irish shows. One Wednesday, one Friday.
And the alcohol there?
Oh, yeah.
Before he gets there will be alcohol. After, we don't know.
People bring me bottles of booze.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You take them home and like...
No, I just leave them at the Laugh Factory.
Why?
Because you can drink it there then.
Why don't you just take them home?
I'm just lazy.
Give me some.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
One girl brought me like a bottle of wine, mm-hmm. and she somehow had my picture on it.
She liked you, you know that.
Yeah,
right?
You know you could have got fucked, right?
Yeah. You know you could have had sex.
Yeah.
But then a dude brought me some whiskey from like.
You know you could have had sex.
I got confused.
He had sex with the dude, but he left the girl.
She supplied the alcohol you were going to give him. She's like, let's drink this with your face on it, and I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
And I forgot to bring it home.
Great job.
You forgot to bring her home. Yeah, she was the one who needed to brought home.
The wine.
The dude is still at my house.
Waiting for you to come home and do the podcast in the bathroom.
Just walking around drinking whiskey.
So endless bottle of whiskey.
That was 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks.
Shout out to my new roommate, Billy.
It's hilarious. I'll plug mine. I've got two shows with one show with Mark Hayes this week, this Wednesday at the Laugh Factory, 10 p.m. show, right?
Yeah.
Can't believe I remember that.
Nice.
Check out my album, 100% Half-Assed. It's at CD Baby and Spotify and iTunes. What else? I'll be at Coachella this weekend.
What day?
For the whole weekend.
I'll be there Sunday.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to
go. How come you just go on Sunday? You just want to see Ariana Grande?
It's the easiest day to get us. I can't be there all 4 days. Are you ready?
It's 3 days.
Have you been there? It's
yeah,
4 days.
There.
No, it's 4 days. It's Thursday. Thursday counts as a party day, too. You got to set up your tent. I've been there. It's a fucking blast.
Are your friends camping?
Yeah, all my friends are camping.
All right, so I need a space to camp just Saturday night.
What do you mean just Saturday night? If you rent a spot out, it's for the whole week.
No, but I'm asking you. I was going to make a post. Say I'm going on Friday, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
But I have a hotel for the whole weekend. But Saturday night, I want to camp, like at somebody who already has a camp.
Oh, okay.
So I can wake up in the morning and go to Kanye's Sunday service.
Oh, shit. See, that's what I'm trying to make it to.
So that's why I want to spend the night in the camp. So ask your friends if they can.
I'll ask them. Yeah, I got a couple of them that'll be there. See if they're willing to just let you spend the night there. They're cool people. You know how people at Coachella are super hippies.
So when you coming up there, just Sunday?
I'm trying to be there like Sunday at 8 o'clock trying to get that service in. Yeah.
So you might as well just come up Saturday night.
That's what I'm thinking right now. I was thinking about coming up Saturday night and trying to get a ticket in, but see how it works out. But
so you didn't get your ticket yet?
Nope.
There's still some tickets online at the Coachella site.
Only for 3 days. I don't go out 3 days.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll see what's up.
Coachella camping talk is making my hangover worse.
He hates on Coachella. Every weekend of your life is Coachella. Listen, you do the store, right? You do the factory. Then you go to the den. Then you go to the
Sky Bar.
And then you go to the Abbey. That's Coachella, motherfucker. Okay?
It's inside, though, with AC. That outdoor heat.
It's beautiful out there.
Oh, it's amazing.
You've just never been out there.
I have. It's too hot.
And the ass that you just, that's walking around in these shorts.
Nigga, it's magical.
It's magical.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I can
sit on my couch and throw sand in my face.
Nah, bro. You just want to be one of those people that hate Coachella.
No. Like Game of Thrones. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, for no reason. Let me tell you why. Because people invest a lot to go there. It's like Christmas time, but in some, like, you don't know how everybody's mood shifts around Christmas time. They're in a better mood, and you're like, the world ain't so bad, because you look at the people around you. Coachella, like, nobody's going to Coachella mean mugging. You're getting the best out of them.
No, I disagree. What? A lot of people are going just for the photos.
Yeah, they want that too.
Yeah, but
that's just
also,
a part of it.
It's a part of it.
You post, how many times you post a day? How could you hate people who post photos?
Here's what I just realized. If you're a girl in LA and you don't go to Coachella, you must feel ugly. Because like all the hot
or,
girls
or
are
feel
there.
Like you don't have $400.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel bad now for them. Some girls, like, if you're an Instagram model and you're not there.
I agree.
But that's a part of your business expenses.
If you're an Instagram model, you have to be there to take the picture.
You literally have
look
to.
Look and find at Coachella. Yeah. If not, then you're not an Instagram model.
You could just switch bracelets. You go in, take your outfit, then give it to the next, go outside, give it to the next.
Oh, Ian Edwards has been there. Switch. He knows what's up. Look at that. I like it.
Keep changing. And when you come back, switch outfits, go back, take three different outfits.
We used to do that in Ireland for the movies.
A night in Ireland is like, way worse than Coachella. A night in Dublin
is way crazier.
A summer night in Dublin gets way crazier. There's fights. You've been in places where there's fights, people drunk at games.
That's
throwing
fun.
Shit at
Coachella.
You're just racist against Coachella, bro.
Now you're making me want to go out again tonight. Start fighting people.
You're just racist against Coachella, bro. All right, thank you all for listening. Aaron Brungard, homie. You there?
Yeah.
Thanks. And that's it. We out.
Perfect.
One.